Yema Hashem HaMoshe Vel Aaron Beretz Mitzrayim Lemoy HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chodoshim Rishayin Hu Lachem L'Chodshe Hashanah. First mitzvah Klal Yisrael was Zaycha was to the mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh Kiddush Levano B'Mekadosh Denu Mas. Klal Yisrael found themselves in the Mentesh Shari Tumah, found themselves Alolo Oiv De'Avoy Dezar. Klal Yisrael needed a schus for which to be taken out of Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezakeh them with a mitzvah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, you do this mitzvah, you'll be zeicha, you have a mitzvah, you have something to come to, you have a schutz with which to leave Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and gives the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. What is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? Zogt Beli Lapian Levi Liyol, the yesod of Kiddush HaChodesh is, just like one understands, in Binyan HaGashmi, if someone works in apparel, he works in clothing, and he makes winter apparel, that's his line of business. His line of business, the time that he makes his parnasa, is from the months of December through April. That's the time to sell winter clothing. And during the summer, during June and July, he probably won't sell many clothing. The same thing as someone that has a business that he sells summer clothing. So too it is Binyanei Ruchnius as well, that every month is Tkufas Hashanah. And in the Chodesh of Chodesh Nisan is a Zman for Amunah. It's a Zman for somebody to get Amunah, if somebody wants to build on his Amunah. It's a Zman to be Zeichet, to come by easily. And the same thing when it comes to El. It's a Zman and Amunah and Tzchar V'Einish. And every month has its Tkufa. That was the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Zeyva Zeydav Min Fashtein, what is the Zman for Chodesh Shvat? Today was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. What is this month for Rosh Chodesh Shvat? There's nothing there. It's a blah month. It's too far away from Purim, too much after Hanukkah. Other than a ski trip, there's really nothing going on in Rosh Chodesh Shvat. What is the significance? What is this month? What is the Ayna of Chodesh Shvat? Unachmer, more so one has to understand, why was Klal Yisrael given of all mitzvahs? Why was mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh chosen as the first mitzvah which Klal Yisrael should be zeichet to? Why dafke the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? There's Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us in Daf Yotes Amud Beis, when Shaul HaMelech promised, whoever will kill Goliath will marry my daughter. So we know the story. David HaMelech went with a slingshot, killed Goliath. And for whatever reason, the Gemara goes to Shaul, held that he wasn't mechuyev to give David his son, his daughter, Michal. And he gave him to Palti. So the Gemara says, why is it that sometimes we find his name is Palti, and sometimes the Gemara says his name is Paltiel? What was his name? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Palti Shemai. His name was only Palti. V'lom Nikra Shemai Paltiel. Why was he called Paltiel? Shepoltum el minoav, keel minoavir. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from an avir. Ma also, what did Paltiel do? Noat Cherev Beinoi LeBeino. He stuck a sword in the bed. Shaul HaMelech didn't want to give Michal to David. Instead he told Palti, you will have my daughter Michal. But Palti felt that it's an Eishes Ish. It's David's wife. So he decided he wasn't going to live with her. So Ma also, Zok the Gemara, Noat Cherev Beinoi LeBeino. Paltiel went and he took a sword and he put it between them. Whoever will be Isaac in something that we're trying not to be Isaac, Yidake Becherev Zeh, will be killed by the sword. Gemara is telling us, Palti Paltiel, he was not able to do it on his own. Il Mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him, Kael, if Mole Paltu Kael, he would not have been able to do it. So what's the Gemara asking Ma'asa? What do you do? He can't. You need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the Ma'asa? No, Zokyev Chaim Shmulevitz Ma'asa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't going to save him unless he did a Ma'asa. A person needs to go ahead and he needs to, in his man of a Sayyurus, at that time when Paltiel held that it's Aser, he went and he did a Ma'asa. Yidake Becherev. He stuck a sword in the bed. He stuck the sword in the bed. If he decides that he's going to want it tomorrow, be Iver, he'll just take the sword out of the bed. He put it in himself, he can take it out. Narvas, it was Zot Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and it was a Zman of Asayrus. It was a Zman when he felt that it's Aser. And he was worried that perhaps in a week or two, in a month or two, I may lose some of that Asayrus that I had felt that time. So therefore he had to do a maisa. He put a sword in the bed. He showed a maisa, and this was a way of strengthening his kabbalah and his resolve that he's not going to be over. And only then was he taka saved, that throughout all the years that he was taka never over. And we find that the Gemara taka was mishabeach paltil. Gemara says, Rabbi's bonus asachayel zay Yosef ubayas. Rabbi's bonus asachayel is referring to Yosef and Bayas. Va'at alis al kulano. But you, Baltil, are greater than them, greater than Yosef. Why? Because you were able to contain yourself when you had the right. No one would have questioned, because you went and you weren't over, because in his man of Asiris, you understood that is the one that you have to do a maisa in order to protect yourself. Klal Yisrael found themselves in Mitzrayim. They knew there's a problem. Mitzrayim is shtufa zimo. Mitzrayim is a place where znus, avodah zarah, shpichas damim was rampant. How are we going to protect ourselves? So Klal Yisrael decided, you know, the only way we can protect ourselves is we have to yadake b'cher. We have to make a maisa that we will not mingle with them. What was the maisa? Shinu Hashman, they didn't change their names. They called themselves by Jewish names. Malbusham, they didn't change their clothing. Rest Lashonim, they didn't change their language. In English, they told the Mitzrayim, we have nothing to do with you. We are two different people. We don't have the same ideology. We don't think the same, talk the same, look the same, speak the same. We're different. They put a cheref. How is it that they ended up in Memtei Shari Tumah? What more could you have asked from Klal Yisrael? In his man of Asiris, Klal Yisrael went ahead and did a maisa. They went and did the maisa, and still they ended up in Memtei Shari Tumah. What more do you want from Klal Yisrael? Perhaps the answer can be found. There's a newspaper article a few years ago after scribing the security after 9/11. In the months following the attack, security was obviously reinforced in all the airports. And there was a passenger that came in one day. And a TSA official approaches him and asks him, sir, how many bags will you be checking in today? He says, none. So he asks him, did you pack them yourself? You have a maisa. You have a maisa. A maisa of Osiris. You had a maisa of Osiris that woke up everyone. He understood that something needs to be done. But in a matzav of hergel, when it's being done and being asked again and again and again, although the person said he's not checking in anything, he didn't understand. His question was, did you pack them yourself? He didn't understand. He wasn't thinking. Although he had the grasp of Osiris. How many of us, on Yom Kippur, we have to make a Kabbalah? We all know the famous Kabbalah of Rav Shach. Shach's Kabbalah was to bench and a bencher. So many of us, small Kabbalah, take upon ourselves to bench and a bencher. Chanukah, we're still benching and a bencher. But we don't even notice that we're turning the pages. How good was our Kabbalah? You're right, we did a Maisa. We did it, we're benching and a bencher. But at the end of the day, if there's no Ischachos, if one doesn't reawaken himself the same as Iris that he had the first time, the Maisa just becomes daily life. And the Maisa loses its strength and its power. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, you're right, you did a Maisa. Leshinu Hashmam, you didn't change your names, your clothing, your language, you didn't. But it's not enough. A Maisa is good, a Maisa is important, it's the only way to begin. But if there's not going to be an eschatzus afterwards, if there's not going to be something to reawaken, to start anew, to start fresh, then you lose the maisa that you had. That's why the Kaddish Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh represents, symbolizes eschatzus. Every month, the moon is in its full glory, and then it wanes, and slowly, and then just when it disappears, and it seems like that's it, the moon is no longer. It comes again, and it starts with the same hischaskus and the same hischachus, and it becomes again to its full glory that it was a month before. That's represented by Kiddush HaChodesh. That was the first mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael. Do a maisa. Correct. That's the way to begin and start. But you need the ischachitz. You need to reawaken. You need to constantly reawaken yourself with a new beginning. That's the only way the ma'aseh will have a kiyum. Perhaps that may also be the reason why we find that by the makas, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, hit the water for tzvadeya, dam, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't hit the water. I was saved by the water. So he asked Aaron and his brother to do it. Why did Hashem ask him to hit the water then? Why couldn't Hashem just tell him the way to do it by Kriyas Yamsuf? Neteyas Yad Chalayam. Stretch your hand over the water and its tzvadeya will come out. Hashem had to ask him to hit it. He couldn't hit it. And he had to ask his brother to hit it. Perhaps it's the same Yisoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to reawaken. Moshe, when you were a little child, the water saved you. Remember, you're going to forget. It's over time. You may forget. I'll give you something to remember. I'll give you a reminder. Hit the water. I can't. Why not? It saved me. And that reawakens once again the feeling of Koras HaTayiv that he had to have towards the Mayim. The question is, how does one get in his Chachas and Tayr? Everyone begins this man. Begin a new Zman. Come after Sukkot. I mean, this man is going to be this man where I'm going to clean everything, write everything down once, twice, know it clear. And then as this man goes on and you find that the dream is not becoming the reality you thought it would be. You're losing that it's yours. You're losing that feeling of freshness. How does one get his chachas and tired? Gemara tells us in Shabbos Nafkuf Mem Zayin, Amr Chelboy, Chamra to Pergaisa, the wine in the city of Pergaisa is Umayo the Dumeses, and the water of the city of Dumeses is Kipchu Aseres Ashvatim Yisrael. It's because of them we lost Aseres Ashvatim Yisrael. It is such good wine and such good waters to bathe in that they indulge themselves in all of this Gashmias that we lost the Aseres Ashvatim. Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch went there to live in that city. Who was Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch? Zakti Mishnah in Avos and Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Chamisha Talmidim hoi eloi le Rabbi Yechanan ben Zaka. Yechanan ben Zaka had five Talmidim. Ve'elu hein, Rebbe Elazar ben Orkinis, Shu ben Chananyo, Rebbe Yitzi Yakoin, Shimon ben Nisano, Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch. And each one of them were mitzdayin in their own midas, in their own right. And what was the midah of Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch? He was a Mayan HaMizgaber. He was a Mayan that spewed forth Torah. He was the epitome of a well of Torah, wellspring of Torah. To him, he understood Torah. He was the prized Talmud of Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai. So much that the Mishnah tells us, Hu Yoimer, Imay Kolchach Me Yisrael Bekaf Maznayim. If the entire Klal Yisrael was on one side of the scale, Ve'Eliezer ben Hurkanes bekaf shniya, and Eliezer ben Hurkanes was on the other side, Eliezer ben Hurkanes would weigh down the entire Klal Yisrael. Abishol Omer Mishmai, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Im Yukolchach Me Yisrael bekaf Maznayim, if the entire Klal Yisrael was one side of the scale, Rebbe Elazar ben Hurkanes Afimayim, and even Rebbe Elazar ben Hurkanes joined Klal Yisrael on that one side of the scale. Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch bekaf shniyah. Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch was on the other side of the scale. Machriya Skula Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch will weigh down the entire Klal Yisrael, including Rebbe Elazar ben Hurkanes. So we're talking about Prize Talmud of Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai. Talking about the God of Adar. My name is Gaber. Noam Dvarach Rebbe Yochanan told Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch when he told him Tayyar. What happened? He went to the city. Zayti Gemara Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch Ikla Lahasam. Imshech Besrayu, and he enjoyed the wine, he enjoyed the waters. He other also when his four friends, the other Talmidim, this happened after the Ptir of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when they came to visit him. Boil Mikra, he tried to read a pasuk. Hachidish Hazelochem, he tried to read a simple pasuk in the Torah. Omar Acheresh Yia Libam, he couldn't read the pasuk. He couldn't touch the pasuk, couldn't read the pasuk. Boyu Rabban and Rachmei Elo and his friends saw this. They broke out in tears and they started davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch back his Torah. V'hadar Talmudah. V'hainu d'chsiv, and this is pshat, and what Chazal tell us, Rebbe Neroi Omer, have a goyel l'makim teiru, v'al tei meshitavi acherecha. Go and live in a makim teiru. Rebbe Lozer ben Aruch, the mayin ha-mizgabir, drank a little wine, bathed in a few pools, he lost his teiru, couldn't read a pasuk in Chumash, a third grader can read. Narvas, he left his friends. He left the makam of his chaverim. He tried to read which pasuk? He tried to read the pasuk of HaKadosh Hazeh Lachem. He tried to read the pasuk of his chachus. He couldn't read the pasuk of HaKadosh Hazeh Lachem because he didn't have his chachus. He sat there himself in a city without his friends, without Talmidei Chachamim. He lost his chachus. He can be a Mayan HaMizgabir, you can have all the Torah in the world, he can be the best Talmid Chacham and the greatest Tzaddik. But if you don't have friends, if you don't have a Beis Medrash to go and learn in, you lose it. You lose the Eschachos. That is what the Gemara finishes off. Reb Noiroi Aymer, have a great little Makim Torah. Where is a Makim of Eschachos? A Makim of Eschachos is only in a Beis Medrash, is only in a Makim Torah, where one can be mechazik the other, where chavrusa can be mechazik as chavrusa, where a person sees the simcha of someone in Beis Medrash that asks a good kasha, the simcha on his face, that's contagious. It's contagious. Someone sees it and he thinks to himself, why don't I have such a good kasha? He learns better the next day. His chachas can only be from one to the next in a makim of Torah. It's like the Mishnah on Perek Gimel and Ovi Shnayim Sheyashvu V'Yetzimem Devrei Torah Reizem Moshev Leitzim. Zog the Nefesh Ruach Hayim, Reb Chaim V'Lajner. Shneim Sheyashvu and Yetzim Me'en Torah. They're learning. They're each learning. But there's no Torah coming out from between them. They're not machshav each other, he says. There's no Torah coming out between them. I raise them, Moshev Leitzim. You can learn. But if you're not learning with others, you're going to learn on your own. It's a Moshev Leitzim. It's a Moshev that leads to no good. Eventually you will burn out. The Gemara tells us in Kedushin Daf Lamed, in Pargei B'Minuvel, if you bump into the Eitz Ha'ara, Moshcheil Beis Medrash, drag him into Beis Medrash. Why? The Gemara Zakta, Barasli Eitz Ha'ara, Barasli Teir Tavlin. I created the Eitz Ha'ara, I created the Teir, the antidote of Teir. Why schlep him into Beis Medrash? In Moshcheil B'Minuvel, sit down and open a Blat Gemara and start learning. No. Moshcheil Beis Medrash. The Yitz Hara has no problem if you sit down and start learning. Learn! I'll catch you tomorrow when you burn out. I don't mind. I have time. Moshcheil Beis Medrash, bring him to a makim where you won't burn out. Bring him to a makim where he will constantly be in his chachas and Torah. Where you will constantly be reawakened. Moshcheil Beis Medrash, bring him into Beis Medrash. Doesn't say go to Beis Medrash and leave him out. Drag him into Beis Medrash. Zog to Ben Yayada, why are you bringing him into Beis Medrash for? Leave him outside, you go in. What are you taking him inside with you? Zog to Ben Yayada, Beis Havas, because the Yetzer Hara brings to a person kina, taiva, chemda. Bring that into Beis Medrash. Bring in the kina, bring in the taiva, bring in the chemda. Bring in a bit of kina and Beis Medrash, a little jealousy of someone that's sitting and learning. Bring in a bit of taiva of seeing someone that accomplishes in Torah. Bring it into Beis Medrash. Bring it into Beis Medrash and be mechazik another person. Help another person. You see someone sitting there and he's not learning. Sit next to him. Start learning with a koil. Meshcheil Beis Medrash. Bring him into a makim of his chachas. Reawaken it in someone else. Reawaken the chiddush of Torah in someone else and be reawakened yourself in the makim of Torah. Torah daf is chaskas. Arba dvarim tzrichim chizuk, zok the Gemara in Brachas. Four things need chizuk. Torah needs chizuk. Who wrote that? These were written by Maron. Maron were able to be Mechayim Mason. We're not talking about people that were running out for recess. We're talking about Amirayim, Tanoim Amirayim, that their entire life was Torah. And they wrote Arba dvarim tzrichim chizuk. They wrote Torah needs chizuk. How much more for us? We're human. It's expected. You feel it's not going well anymore. Don't feel bad. It's expected. It's normal. That Amiram were faced with the same problems. but they said it needs chizik and they were mechazik themselves. You may have the same problem, but a person, if you're coming, it's already in the middle of this man, you need a reawakening. A person has to be ma'ir himself in midah of his chachas. But beforehand, one has to do the beginning, one has to make a ma'isa. One needs to do a ma'isa in his man of his ayiris. In his man of his ayiris of Rosh Chodesh Shvat. We Rosh Chodesh Shvat, certain pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. The third pasuk in Dvarim, Vayi bar bom shona b'ashtei asur chodesh b'echad l'chodesh. On the 11th month, the first day of the 11th month, Dibar Moshe b'nei Yisrael g'chol asher tziva Hashem Moshe aleim. Moshe Rabbeinu started Mishnah Torah on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is his man for re-beginning. Is his man for his chachas. It's Tu B'Shvat. It's his man who is chachas of his ilonos. It's in the Aino. It's in this man. This man is his man of beginning. This man is his man of reawakening. It's his man of his chachas. And in like Beli Lapian Sh'teldavek, in his man of his chachas, in his man of Nisan, one can be Zeichet Amun if you want. In his man of El, one can be zoyche to a Musi of Shvar Ba'inish if you want. And in his man of Shvat, one can be zoyche to his Chachas if you want. In his man of his Eiris, we need to begin with a Maisa. Tonight, tomorrow you discuss with the Chachas, his Chachas with the Chavrusas. But tonight, Bashman Esrei, Ba'atachayn Eli Adam Das, it's still a Hemshech Meir of the days of the Chassam Sefer. It's still Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Tonight, Ba'at Echein Eli Adam Das, make a Maisa, put in a Cheret, first 10 minutes of Seder. First 10 minutes of Seder is going to be without any Bittul Zman. 5 minutes of Seder. Make a Cheret, put in a Cheret, in his man of his Eiris, do a Maisa. And then tomorrow, discuss with your Chavrusa, in order to have an Eschachas, in order to have a reawakening, where one can do it for each other. And in his man of Shvat, and in the middle of his man, we're already holding halfway through the year. We're holding by the Zayin, the Ches, the Tes. We've already done half of what we're trying to accomplish in Gittin. Did you make a Maisa that you should remember it? Mishneh Torah started on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Mishneh Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu started Chazor on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is a mesugaldig zman for Chazor in order to attain something. To retain something. In Dafkin Rosh Chodesh Shvat is a zman that somebody can be misoyer to chazer over the Masechta, to chazer over what we've done from that Beis until that Ches, not to let the year go by that you look back at the year, I think I did Gittin. I don't remember which parak we learned. It needs a zman, it needs an eschachus, and that one can be mechadish by somebody else. When one came to the Vilna Goyin Yeshiva, he wanted a feher. What do you think the Goyin asked by your feher? Sepri, Sepro, Rishalmi, Babli. Going and sat you down with the Gemara, and he told you, learn a blot. You learned the blot, learn it again. Learn it a third time. Learn it a fourth time. Then he told you if you accepted or not. If he saw that the fourth time you were rolling your eyes and it was hard, then you weren't for his yeshiva. If you learned it with a geschmack, that was a person that was going to steig. That was the old Rosh Yeshiva said in the pre-war in Europe. The people was of an Eisgestig, and those that became great people were people that chazered, people that learned it again and again. That is the symbol of Kiddush HaChodesh. That is what Kiddush HaChodesh represents. It represents his chachas. Chaim Shmulevitz once said a story that he met a Yid that went through the war for 5 years. He was in Auschwitz for 5 years. He asked him, how do you survive? So he said, I'll tell you. They took away not only our Gashmias, they removed our Ruchnias as well. We had no Ruchnias. We couldn't daven. We had no tefillin. We couldn't even make a bracha. The Makam was a Makam Metunis. They didn't give us the proper facilities. We couldn't even make a bracha. We had nothing. But we had one person that used to keep track. And when we used to go back at night after work, after a long day of work, we used to go back to our barracks. Once a month, the person that was in charge said, tonight we can be Mekadesh the Levana. And he said, that night when we went back to our barracks, we all held hands and we all danced on our way back to the barracks, the Nagunim that one sings by Kiddush Levana. He said it was Kiddush Levana. The fact that there's a new beginning, there's a new tomorrow, that's what kept us going through the entire Muhammad.